Fallout from the Bell pay scandal continues, and it turns out the sky-high pay was not an isolated incident. According to a Wall Street Journal editorial, the retired city administrator of Vernon, California, makes $510,000 a year. That's a pension worth $500,000. He ran the city with a population of, get this, the city population, 91. That's 9-1, 91 people. That $510,000 does not include health benefits. We plant our flag in California every day. The Reason Foundation's Adrian Moore joins the company. He helps us do it. I'm shocked, shocked that a man who runs a city of 91 gets $510,000 a year pension plus health benefits. What do you say?
Well, Stuart, how much of this kind of news does it take to finally make you jaded? I'm surprised you're still shocked at this point.
Well, it seems to me that this must be the... I can't be pejorative, but I can't believe that this is all above board. The Bell guy, Mr. Rizzo, this gentleman making $510,000. There are other examples across the state. In fact, I got from the Wall Street Journal's editorial today, 911,000 retired California government workers make over $100,000 a year for life. What's going on?
In their pension,
yes.
Right. So presumably their salaries are much higher. Yeah, and it mostly, for the most part, this stuff is above the board. It's a symptom of the lack of engagement by people who live in most communities in California and probably in a lot of other places around the country, too. Nobody's watching what these people are doing. I mean, Bell was an incredible example where anybody who could find out what the salary levels of those top people were, turns out they were also paid an extraordinarily high salary for their job, and so they had no incentive to blow the whistle on this, and nobody was paying attention, and so they got away with it. But if there was anything crooked in Bell, it goes back to when they've had a public vote to make themselves a charter city, which gave them the power to enact those salaries without any state oversight. And there's some allegations of fraud in that vote.
But look, the Journal's editorial makes clear that the pension fund is $6.9 billion in the hole, short, $6.9 billion. I put it to you that some of these examples of these outrageous pensions are so egregious. I ask you, is there a move to just go back in and say, you're not going to get it? I don't care whether it's legal or otherwise. You're not going to get it. Has it reached that point?
Well, I think at the grassroots level, there are definitely people waving signs and screaming, take that pension away. We can't afford to pay for that. You've got to find some way to unwind it. And the anger is really now being directed at CalPERS, which is the state pension management, which knew about all of this and just said, hey, you know, it's insanely out of whack, but, you know, we don't care. you know, so the watchdogs were not doing their job, and people are really upset about that. So the whiplash is going all the way up to the state level.
But if CalPERS had revealed a name or a situation, they'd be sued for breach of privacy, I presume. I tell you, it's a country run by lawyers, not unnecessarily under the rule of law. But that's just an opinion.
There is a huge problem with that. But CalPERS has within its power, they could have taken action to call this all into question. Yeah, they couldn't have named names specifically, but they could have brought some light on the problem generically, and by that have exposed it at the local level. And they just don't care. They just don't care. They're laundering money effectively.
Be careful.
And as long as they can do that,
be very careful.
As long as they can do that, they're happy.
We hope you'll still be free and available to come back and see us again with all things California after the money laundering statement. Adrian Moore, a pleasure.